from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Explained well met Christel. Christel, vandag gesels ons oor die burgemeester.
Ja.
Die 100ste burgemeester in 6 maande in Johannesburg, né?
Ja, hoorie, en ek dink die politiek in Johannesburg is omtrent so chaoties soos wat die weer daar aan julle kant is.
Ja.
And certainly there as well, the show has to go on. So, former Joburg mayor now, Mpopalatse, has confirmed she's not going to challenge the fact that she was removed through a motion of no confidence today. Môre gaan hulle 'n nuwe burgemeester moet verkies en die vraag is nou natuurlik wie. Ons het van tevore weet laas jaar toe sy uit die amp verwyder is en die hof het na die tyd beslis sy moet weer in die amp herstel word, maar op daai stadium het Dada Morero ingestaan. Daar's klaar twee name ter sprake, Tabelo Ahmed as ook Funzi Ngubeni. So ons weet nou nog nie hoe dit môre gaan uitspeel nie, maar ek dink hoekom hierdie soos jy sê, dis die hoeveelste mosie, maar hoekom dit veral belangrik is. As ons kyk na die nasionale verkiesing wat vir ons wag volgende jaar, wat skielik nie meer so ver voel nie. Ons gaan al hoe meer koalisie-ooreenkomste sien en koalisie-ooreenkomste is problematies, hulle is onstabiel.
Maar luister, ek het 'n vraag, kan ons 'n bietjie backtrack? Hoekom gaan hulle nou nie weer vir Dada Morero in die amp aanstel nie? Want hy was 25 dae die burgemeester van Johannesburg. 3 weke, 4 dae. So, why can't they not just get him back and go, okay, cool, like, she was reinstated, but now she's been ousted, so let's reinstate you, bro. Like, come back.
Yeah, look at her, and I think we need to ask more of those questions, but my gut tells me it links to exactly this issue of the coalition politics. In a coalition, as much as you want to go with your candidate, and very much was a very quick knee-jerk reaction at that stage, she got voted out, who we're putting in, done. You have to be in talks. There has to be agreements around this. In theory, you would then stick to those agreements over time, so that you don't have this kind of instability. Maar daar sal beslis insette gewees het van ander partye, want in 'n koalisie kan jy nie alleen besluite maak nie.
Do you know what the thing is for me, right? Is this is one of those things that I deeply, desperately don't care about. I do not care who the mayor of Joburg is. I never want to hear their name. I never want to hear anything about them. I just want the job to get done. Ek gee letterlik glad nie om wie die persoon is nie. And I feel like the only people who get excited about this, people in the meeting this morning, people voting this morning, are the ones who should have, you know, their opinions count the least. And they're the ones who are the most excited about this, and I'm just irritated. Want ek wil nooit die persoon se naam hoor nie. I just want the jobs that need to get done to get done.
No, and I think that's a very valid sentiment. So this morning, Palazzi announced a plan to end at least a couple of stages of load shedding in Johannesburg. It's a 400 million rand plan that involves the recommissioning of 2 open gas turbines. There's a whole lot of components to this. Hopefully, those kinds of plans, the kind of things that affect our daily functioning, of die ligte aan is of nie. Hopelik kan daai planne nog voortgaan. Jy weet, want is voel gekoppel aan City Power. Dit is nie gekoppel aan wie burgemeester is nie. Maar die realiteit is, as jy soveel onstabiliteit in die kantoor van die burgemeester het, ongeag wie dit is, soos jy sê, dan gaan dit dienslewering affekteer.
So, is dit 'n persoonlike ding teen Mpopalatse? Ek weet daar's baie politiekery en so goed wat sulke goed wat aangaan en partye wat nie van mekaar hou nie. Maar ek voel asof dit baie amper persoonlik op haar gerig is. Het sy nie van die speaker 'n handsak gekry nie met 'n boodskap wat gesê het it's time to go. Pack your bags and leave, darling.
Look,
that feels pretty personal to me, Christel.
Look, and the fact is she was the first female mayor that we had in Joburg. I don't think it's personal though, it's politics. Politics is I don't want to say a dirty business, but it's unpredictable.
No, it is. Christel, you're allowed to say what it is.
You can say it.
Politics is a dirty business.
Look, so if we look at the word politics, it is based on power. It's about different people and different parties and different groupings fighting for power. Who should be in power is the electorate, but the fact is there was no clear majority elected in the last local government elections. So that's why you have these power plays. And that's politics.
Fair enough. Well, we will see what the next mayor is going to do, if anything, because nobody seems to be doing anything thus far. It doesn't matter where they come from or which party they represent. So on Samavach, we now have another mayor in Joburg, whose name we will find out soon, and then forget when they replace him next week.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.